You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Cocktail Corner, brought to you by the Cairo Business Association.
Cairo Business.
Wines and Hancocks.
Don't know if you heard, but we just got the breakfast host to do that intro.
He did a great job. It was a fantastic job.
That's the power of drive.
Man, it's so nice to be here. How are you?
Welcome aboard. Welcome here, Oscar and Fluff.
Hi.
What up? Oh, I love you. Fluff is so good.
Brought a lovely number 9 beer up here, but also brought a few little random ingredients because y'all are doing a cocktail corner situation.
We are doing cocktail for the wonderful Love Bucket. They've got a little special cocktail here from Flacco, which is Jack. This is Flacco's herb. It's going to be a nice little cocktail.
Were you saying that's that's Jack, but in another language?
I don't know. It's Laura's name for Jack, so I'm putting a bit of two
together. She definitely has a language all her own.
Oh, fine. She's amazing.
Darling is the strongest brand.
Darling! Yeah.
That's such a strong brand.
Hottest brand.
I need a catchphrase.
You need to solidify a catchphrase.
Yeah, it's shit.
You're telling me, eh?
Darling's taken, so just have a talk about that.
Well, I'm going to show Bill this drink up then. Is this a Bill drink?
No, do it. Yeah, make as much noise as possible.
This is Cocktail Corner.
So Fluff is here as well because he's the wonderful promoter. Fluffy's the promoter for Thirsty Dog and obviously Chapa K, Charlie Baxter's K-Road. So we're actually going to do this like a little bit of 2020 because the drink's like Flacco's herb, but the build is a 2020 build. So every ingredient, he's going to say a gig that's coming up just to kind of totally... Let's just intertwine ourselves, merge like a zip.
I'm gonna sit down.
Can I pop you a nice beer if possible, just while you wait?
Yeah.
What kind of beer is that?
I'm just gonna do a little bit of kind of promotion here. So we got the Helitau 09, the beer of Auckland. People ask me what style of beer it is.
I was gonna say I thought it was gonna be super grunty because that's how the Helitau tradition has sort of been, but it's not at all.
It's not at all. So we call it the 09 because it's a beer that only stays in Auckland, so it only stays in the 09 region.
It's our click.
So it's, you know, because beer is best drunk in the shadow of the brewery. You want to drink it close, drink it fresh, drink it local, because it's a living organism, you need to drink it fresh. So this beer it's got ale yeast but lager malt. It's kind of a mixture of all the light styles put together, so that's why I didn't put a style on it, because it's just a mixture of everything. Okay. Easy to drink and delicious. So I'm going to build a drink. We got the wonderful Odyssey Wines.
What percent is this?
This beer is 4.5%.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Very super easy.
Coming into that time of year where I'm
just sessionable.
Sun's beating down.
Yeah, it's totally, yeah. It's a kayak beer, as some people say.
I'm wearing shorts, you know. It's summertime, right?
You know it is. God, you're always wearing... I love this Crash Bandicoot sleeve, top sleeve is so good.
Oh, shucks.
Fluff is killing it. Yeah, I'm gonna try and build this drink.
Your shirt's great, also.
I
love the color blue.
Don't you dare. I know, it does look a little bit young, Natty, and I don't like that at all. I ain't no nutty.
You've had ice in a glass for a long time.
Yeah, no, I've been draining the water. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all right. I'm just telling people what's going on as well.
Yeah, so anyway, so I've filled up a little beacon full of ice. It's my first time doing this. So what we got here is we got some vermouth Listu, whatever that means.
Oh, vermouth is so slippery.
And we've also got some gin mare. Which is a Mediterranean gin, which is a celebration of the Mediterranean flavors, distillation of olives, thyme, rosemary, and basil.
With a big old bottom on it.
The vermouth seems like it might be German because it kind of says vermouth instead of vermouth, but I think it's Italian anyway.
I will have to smell all this stuff. John normally smells everything.
Yeah, I like what John does. He got the little beagle nose, eh?
Gorgeous. He would want to
here we go. So you
want to
sniff
like.
This gin quickly?
I can do it after.
Oh, you want to sniff it before?
This is a bit more canary in the cave thing. It's like if it's good before it goes in.
So now, what's the gigs coming up, Fluffy?
26th of November, Saturday, Bass in Your Face, mental health fundraiser at the Thirsty Dog.
Ooh, yeah.
Featuring Paige Julia and Except from Australia.
Awesome.
Is it like booze?
It's like booze.
Like booze.
You know, this new sound system in the Thirsty Dog, double 18 sub bin. You know, you feel that in your chest, right? It reverberates right through your
being. Wow, that sounds powerful.
Powerful AF.
Have you guys been finding any rattles?
Any rattles?
Are you cruising around with like a sort of a mastic gun?
just to counteract that, you just open up the windows.
You want to have a sniff?
Oh, give it.
Sorry. So this is the vermouth, and it's the little style vermouth, which is the Blanco White. It's a gorgeous vermouth.
Oh,
it's a vermouth, but it says vermouth is the brand.
So, darling.
It's a grunty broth.
It's super darling on this one. This is good. So we're putting this all into an iced beacon, by the way. So there's a big receptacle because we're going to stir that later.
Well, it's got an ashtray vibe right about it.
Let's do the next gig. Come on, what's the next gig happening at Thursday?
Sunday, October 27th at the Thirsty Dog. Thirst D&B.
What?
So from 2 to 7, there's lots of breakbeats, lots of sub bass. Wah, bah, 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 boop, 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 boop.
Man.
Etc. You know, it's back in vogue, right? 20-year cycle has passed.
It went down to Christchurch for a bit, and honestly, it's back up here, straight up.
It's come back.
I went and saw Pitch Black the other day, and I was like, fuck, this is a good time.
Was there some drum and bass involved in pitch play?
It wasn't drum and bass, but he's a bass. You know what I mean? So I kind of got that side of the thing.
I gotta say, shout outs to Foot Mahi crew, Big Fresh Collective in Christchurch. They're doing some good things with breakbeats.
Big Fresh. So now I'm going to shout this one out. This is the Odyssey Gisborne Chardonnay 2018 Reserve Illard. Oh my God, it's a fantastic wine. So this is, we got 45 mils of this bad boy going into the Beacon. So now the Beacon is full of its ingredients. Now let's get that ASMR shot.
Yes.
So now we're going to
It's like that's right next to my ear.
So we're giving that a nice little stir. And what makes it Flacco's herb is it's got a secret herb, which is Flacco's favourite herb, which is thyme, because if I only had thyme.
I thought it was going to be weed.
Yeah, I know, but he Flacco's, he's a rugby player, he's a straight boy.
Okay. Actually, my mum and dad found weed in my pocket, and they're like, oi, none of the All Blacks smoke weed. And I was like, fuck, my parents think I'm going to be an All Black? That's the weirdest shit. So I had to stop playing rugby immediately. Just to squash that beef.
Our boy, he was going to be an All Black until he found the cannabis and he went downhill from there.
Fuck, I was like, oh, man.
He had the build for it. He's going to be a loose forward or a pro.
I was just like, we need to chat more. We're not chatting enough.
Did you know me? Dad, do you actually know me? Jesus. If you don't know me by now, I'm like 15 years old. This is serious. The rest of the song's going to turn out. You'll never know me. Anyway, so we got that. That's all been blended into the glass with a little bit of thyme, which is the Flacco herb.
Nice.
And we're going to top that up with some Fever Tree Elder Flower Tonic Water. Oh my God, I love that Fever Tree Elder Flower Tonic Water. Brought to you by the wonderful Hancocks.
Ooh. It still looks fresh. Everything just looks so fresh.
Everything is so fresh in this drink. This drink is just a summer stunner. If you go in there and you say to Flacco, give me your herb, Flacco, then he'll give it to you, man. It's fantastic. Flacco's herb. Here we go. Let's give it a drink. Let's see what you think, Mr. Hungry.
Do you think some people might be drinking the Flacco herb tonight at Love Bucket with a Dominic Hoey's book release?
Oh my God.
Tourette's, number one, A1 lyricist of all
one
time.
One of the greatest.
Tom Scott on the decks.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be quite a situation there. We actually had him up just yesterday. Dominic Hoey was, what a gent.
Golly gosh. That's quite the gentleman indeed.
Was it taste like?
Oh, yo. It's a massive victory, is what
is it
is.
Is it actually?
Yeah,
I didn't even try it before.
It's way more complex than what it looks. You've never tried it.
Nah, Flacco just told me the recipe before we left.
You wouldn't come up here and lie.
Tell people that.
I would never lie to you.
I would never want to lie to you, Big Hungry. Hey, everyone, go buy some 09. It's delicious. Available at Faro stores and on all the great taps around town.
That's fantastic. Maybe a little readback of exactly what was going on.
It's all right.
It's a really good one. It's great. Good.
The time's coming through nicely.
I guess a hoon.
Oh, man, Flacco, you've done well. Love you, Flack. It sounded weird. Love you, Flacco. I'll finish it off.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
Very nice.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey, look, let me just say right now, big ups, K-Road Business Association.
Hey, gotta love them.
So good.
Big ups, Odyssey Wines.
Big ups, Charlie Bax.
Oh, on K-Road there.
Big ups, Thirsty Dog.
Big ups, Love Bucket. Baby.
Big
so
ups,
many
BFM.
Cool things.
Big ups, BFM.
Big ups, you, Big Hungry. Electric Octopus for this track, actually, as well. Thank you to Oscar. Thank you to Fluff.
Oh.
Thank you to Kristen for doing some filming over here. Nobody can see us.
Thank you, Kristen.
Good, everybody.
Anything else we need to know? Thursday, 31st of October, shoddy Halloween special. Ooh,
oh my God.
Halloween special. Oh my God. You know, like the Simpsons are around there.
Where can we go and see all the information of stuff that's going on around the Thirsty Dog and whatnot?
You're on the internet. There is quite a few Facebook pages of Thirsty Dog, Chabba K's, well, Charlie Baxter's on K's. Oh, mate. Beautiful. BEA, beautiful.
A lot going on K Road as per.
So much. When the train station gets in. Oh, baby.
That'd be a cool time, actually. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I was on the train just today, went to Avondale.
How was it?
I got a root canal, so it was pretty shit.
But not as shit as you thought it was going to be. That's kind of cool.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.